This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca, Fiona Brooke, and Misha Ketchell from The Conversation is joining us for the first couple of minutes of our next interview, which is with Sophie Tawney. Sophie is an independent candidate for the seat of Q for the state election on November 26. Good morning, Sophie. How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you. Good morning, Macca and Fiona and Misha. Thanks for having me on.
Look, it's a pleasure. I wanted to quickly ask, what is the main reason that you're running in Q?
Like probably most Australians, I was really excited by the federal election and the new independent voices in Canberra that have shown us this new era in politics. So I think we saw across Australia independents who began, people saw them speaking for them and people began to connect and work together as a community. And I love that. I love that true representation, and I think it's really good for democracy. So what's driving me is that whole raising the standards of leadership and debate and integrity in politics and increasing the urgency on climate at the state level.
Do you think, Sophie, integrity, look, it's an issue federally. It's certainly an issue that political parties are talking about in Victoria. Yep. When you're out and about, you know, campaigning, door knocking in Q, is this an issue people are raising with you?
Yes. People are raising a lot of issues. Integrity and action on climate are definitely issues that are raised. They're raising issues on health and education and the cost of living. But coming back to integrity, it's that transparency and accountability. You know, people are tired of what they're seeing at all levels of government, on both sides, really. And it's a really important issue for the community in Q.
Sophie, I'm interested in why you've decided to run as an independent rather than choosing to join a political party. I think one of the things that political parties give us is a shorthand sense of sort of what your policy positions might be or where you might come from. So can you tell us a bit about sort of your political worldview and why you've decided to run as an independent?
Yeah, well, there was never a place for me in politics. It wasn't, there was not a party that I identified with. I, you know, over the years I thought, you know, I've got a background in business and project management and I've done sort of deep involved in community life here. I've been in parents' associations and football clubs and worked in refugee support. And, you know, over the years, every now and again, I think I'd quite like to do it. People would say, you should go into politics. But there was not a place for me. I didn't feel aligned with any particular party. So, again, coming back to this change with independence, it showed that there's a place for voices. There's a place for people like me in politics where I can work with the community, develop policies, and positions around the issues that are important to that community and take that voice into Parliament. So it's a recent thing for me to be in this position, and I quite literally responded to an advertisement put out by the Q Independents, and here I am.
Sophie, it's Fiona here. I was wondering, I mean, it seems to be that the rise of the independents has certainly created a more localised focus. It seems like the independents are a little bit more connected with their local communities, and it's refocused people's minds on voting for someone who is in their local community. Do you see that?
Do I see that that's what people want?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I literally door knocking. After this phone call, I'll be back out on High Street, what we call flyering, talking to people as they walk down the street. That's what they're saying. I mean, that is, you know, generally most people, when they want to chat, are saying exactly that, that they feel, you know, underrepresented and they want the issues that are important to them spoken about and raised and advocated on.
Look, there's an issue that I did want to ask you about, Sophie. You know, your one of your opponents, Jess Wilson, who's the Liberal candidate for Q, she doesn't seem very keen to speak about LGBTQI issues. In fact, yeah, she's not keen. Obviously, you're on an LGBTQI radio station. Do you think... I'm not going to ask you why you think she doesn't want to, Jess Wilson doesn't want to talk about it. For yourself, you know, when you're speaking to, you know, to our community, what issues do you think or do you understand are important to the LGBTQI community that you'd like to advocate for in your campaign and if you're elected?
It's a really good question. I mean, it is disappointing by, you know, the sort of demonising of the LGBTIQ community by certain politicians and other parties. And I just think it's unacceptable that we're still talking about this. So, I mean, I just think it's horrendous that 73% of this community in Victoria have thought about taking their own lives at some point. And that really saddens me, and it should sadden all Victorians. So giving platform to these views is just horrendous. And I think there are issues of, you know, acceptance and discrimination, and that's what I will always champion, the rights of the LGBTIQ, stand up against discrimination. And that will always be reflected on how I vote in Parliament, should I be elected.
There's one thing that we observed when we did the candidate interviews for the last federal election. We did four or five seats, and the independent candidates were very well informed on the issues, had actually done their work. I know that's a novel concept sometimes for a politician, but they'd done their work, and, you know, they understood what the issues were. When you're doing your walkabouts, when you're, you know, what was the term you used? Was it
fly handling for me?
What was it?
Flyering.
Okay, so, you know, are these the sort of issues? You talked about integrity, you talked about climate change, you've talked about your commitment to equality. Do many people raise LGBTQI issues with you?
Some do, in a more general sense, about inclusion and kindness and acceptance. People, sometimes they want to talk about lots of things, or sometimes they want to talk about just one thing in particular. But, you know, I've been talking to some members of the community here, and they talk about raising issues of acceptance and, you know, or lots of areas. And it's something that we're working together over the next few weeks.
Okay. Now, I've got a difficult question. You may not have thought about this, but I hope you have. In the event, first off, Q is one of the seats we'll actually do a whole series of candidate interviews and, excuse me, we'll be in touch to do that once the election campaign officially gets underway. But
sure.
Let me give you a hypothetical, Sophie. Labor loses some seats in the election, the opposition don't gain enough. You are the one member of parliament who can decide who gives Labor, for example, a majority in the lower house. What will you do? Will you support that? You know, it will be confidence and supply. And I know it's, you know, well, let's see, you know, what happens. But what is your general view on that? You know, are you prepared to, you know, as an independent, support, look, it could be the Liberals that, you know, win more seats than Labor, and that your one vote in the lower house could be key. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's a really exciting prospect. You know, I think, you know, if I'm elected and that is the situation, I would work with either party to get effective action on the issues that are important to this community. And whoever the leaders are, whoever the party is, it'll be about taking the issues of integrity and action on climate and inclusivity and health reform and all the issues that become important to the community that we are working on over the next few weeks. So I will work with either party that's prepared to come to the party on those. And, you know, yes, confidence of supply absolutely would be part of that.
Great. We're out of time, Sophie. Do you have a final message? There'll be some, I know there'll be a few people listening in queue on the wireless. Do you have a final, you know, thing you'd like to say to them? Or if they see you out on the street today, what do you want them to talk to you about?
What I'm just excited about meeting as many people in the community as possible to hear their views and their concerns and the possibility of this new era of government where an independent can represent them truly in Parliament and bring back integrity and accountability and urgent action on climate so that we get this great democracy.
Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you, Sophie.
You know, I wish you luck out and about today.
Thank you.
If you see Tim Smith, say hello.
And come join me firing anytime, guys.
Look, thanks for your time. And, look, have a good day. And as I said, we'll be back in touch closer to the election. I've been wanting to speak with the first independent that had really put their hand up, and you were the first. There's a couple of others in other seats. But, yeah, good luck with your flyering today.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Have a great day.
Thank you. That was Sophie Tawney, independent candidate for the seat of Kew in the Victorian state election.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.